You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, back in the studio with Kate Lochte, and we're pleased to welcome back on the phone the executive director for the Market House Theater in Paducah, Michael Cochran. Michael, welcome back.
Thank you.
Michael, congratulations on your 50th anniversary season. I have to think that you had some devilment in your mind when you chose this title for the final show of this season.
I don't know. You know, after we've done Les Mis and we've done all these other things, people go, you guys can do anything. And that gets put to the test with Young Frankenstein. And also, you know, a comedy to kind of wrap up the 50 years, comedy, musical, lots of great talent. So it was kind of a conscious decision to do that.
So tell me about your cast. I bet they're having a blast.
Well, you know, the biggest problem I had during all the rehearsal was to keep them from cracking each other up while they say all the lines. And the Mel Brooks movie, translated on stage, is got a lot of the great stuff, but then there's some great songs added to it, too, which give it that 1930s, 40s musical, big musical feel to it. And Al Knutson, who's done several things mm-hmm. for us, plays Frederick Frankenstein, who later becomes Frankenstein. Chuck Wilkins is playing the monster, and Chuck is wearing these shoes, and I bet you he's every bit of 7 feet tall. It is just like these mountain shoes, and they padded him out. And he was sweating to death the other night, and when Elizabeth, the character Elizabeth, says, come here, you big hot monster, I thought, he really is a big hot monster. Mary Bowden's brand new to the cast. She is the drama director at the new McCracken County High School. She's playing Inga, doing a great job. And Steve Schwepman, who is, you know, he's a perennial comic talent, is playing Igor.
Oh,
and
no.
Then the Graves County choir teacher, Rand McKendry, is playing Frau Blücher.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's the primary cast, you know, we got a great lineup of that. We got about 20 in the company, and then adding the orchestra and crew, we got about 30 involved in the production.
I bet you do. It just sounds wild to me. I imagine that all of the people involved in the Market House will be in the audience of the whole community to once again celebrate the fact that the Paducah Civic Beautification Board saved the Market House building.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal for them.
We are doing, after the run of the show is over, the day following the end of the run, on June 23rd, we are having a 50th anniversary celebration dinner at the theater with a program, which will kind of do some photos, some music, a little program about the 50 years. So that'll be the finale of our 50th season, the day after this closes.
You know, it's just such a big accomplishment for our community, and what a wonderful show to mark this event with. It's been, as you said, a great season. Tell me a little bit about, let's do the business before we go on, because
okay.
We're talking with Michael Cochran, and you got to put Young Frankenstein on your map if you just want to have your ribs tickled a little bit.
It is it's a great show. It'll run June 5th. Through the 22nd, so it runs 3 weekends, Thursday through Saturday night and Sunday afternoons, and we have a special matinee performance on that second weekend. I'm looking at the dates. The 14th, we'll have a Saturday matinee with all tickets $16. But you can get tickets by calling on the phone, 470-444-6828, or online at mhtplay.org.
Now, Michael, what is it about Mel Brooks that just always tickles you? I've never been able to completely understand what he does that is so funny, even when he's not really trying.
Well, you know, it's kind of like the setup. He's a classic comedian, and that's kind of the comedy for this, because everything comes in threes in comedy. You know, and by the third time you hear it, it's funny, and sometimes he then changes your expectation of what you're going to hear with something completely different from that. So I think he is just one of those classic comedians, and We see the sight gags, and he's not afraid to be bawdy. You know, this show, we have told people it is PG-13. It's not for younger than 13 because there's a lot going on. Now, while it's all innuendo and some other things, it's, you know, when young Frankenstein, when Frederick is in the hayride and Inga's lying there in front of him, he's going, "Can you think of anything you can do with me?" And he's going, "Two," and I'm working on a third one. And, you know, there's all these kind of lines that you laugh at because it's just unexpected in some ways, the setup for it. And Frau Blücher, every time you say her name, everybody immediately does a horse whinny, you know, when that happens. And I've had so many people who have corrected me when I say, "Yeah, we're doing Young Frankenstein." They go, "No, that's Frankenstein." So they already know many of the jokes with this.
Talk about the music. It's classic as well.
Well, and, you know, you have Frau Blücher, who sings the song, "He Was My Boyfriend." We're talking about Victor, the grandfather. So out of this, you get this kind of 20s, 30s kind of bluesy song about how they met and how they fell in love with each other. And, you know, once again, you have the innuendo where they talk about, you know, they played croquet, and then he won the three-legged sack race all by himself. So you have lots of different things going on there with her song. And then you have Inga, who sings a beautiful ballad of Listen to Your Heart, which is, you know, let's forget about thinking, let's forget about all these things, and let's just have a little fling here. And then, of course, Elizabeth, his girlfriend, has It's Me, which is all about her. Please Don't Touch Me is her big song. You know, she's just done her hair, she's done her nails, she's done all these things. So she sings, "Oh, I know you're going to be off, and you'll be desperately clinging to your masthead out on the ocean while I'll be here in New York partying around. And, you know, don't touch me. Don't touch my hair. Don't touch my nails. Don't touch any of that." So it's a lot of fun in the music as well.
Well, indeed, it's a great show, classic show. And congratulations once again, Michael, on what a wonderful 50th anniversary season you've had.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Bye.